Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Jason Guardiano. We are joined by Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Thank you for joining us, Father.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
We continue today's episode with Chapter 42 of The Sinner's Guide, Man's Duty to God.
Yeah, so we finished talking about man's duty to himself, and then man's duty to his neighbor. And so the third of those is man's duty to God. And of course, as Venerable Lewis says, this is the third and the noblest obligation of justice. Our duties to God are more important than our duties even to our neighbor or ourselves. So he says, first of all, that our duties to God include the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and the virtue of religion by which we worship and adore God. He says if we want to have a good example of how we should think of ourselves in relation to God, he says consider how a good son shows his love for his father. A good son is devoted to his father and is reverent and obedient, and he goes to him in his necessities and is careful not to offend his father. Venerable Lewis lists a number of virtues that he says are indispensable in order for us to fulfill our duties towards God, and he goes through each one of these virtues in this chapter. So he says we have to have love of God, a holy fear of him, confidence, zeal for God's glory, purity of intention, the spirit of prayer, gratitude towards God, conformity to his will, humility, and patience in suffering. So, first of all, we have to love God. That is the first and the greatest commandment, to love God with our whole heart and our whole soul. Venerable Lewis only mentions this in passing. He says that he has discussed this at much greater length in another one of his books. He refers us to a book that he wrote called The Memorial of a Christian Life, where it has a treatise on the love of God. He asks us to read that instead. This book, fortunately, is available on the internet, and we will put a link to it in our show notes. But he says, after love of God, we also have to have a holy fear of God, and ideally, a fear that is based on love. Because the more we love someone, the more we are afraid to offend that person. He says a good child is very careful to avoid doing something that will displease his parents. So fear of God will protect us. King David said that he even wanted his flesh to be penetrated with a holy fear. Now, if we truly have a holy fear of God, it will make us not only avoid sin, but even the dangers to virtue or the occasions of sin. We have to avoid not just things that are wrong in themselves, but that even put us in the danger of committing sin. If we have a holy fear of God, we will also show that by reverence in God's presence in church. We will avoid talking in church or allowing our cell phones to go off in church. We will genuflect, we will keep our eyes down, and we will teach children to do the same thing. We have to avoid staring around us in church, looking at other people that are there, because the only person in church we should be focused on at all is our Lord in the tabernacle. Now, this holy fear can't just be a servile fear, like a fear of punishment. We have to love God at the same time. Now, certainly, servile fear is the beginning.